Today we have a special guest from Champagne. We will talk with Tom san and Ryuta san. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku.
And today we want to talk more about the PACA, your activity. So why the PACA is, we talked 4 years ago, and you explained the PACA Preservation and Conservation Association. But again, it's 4 years ago. So first, we want to know more about short introductions about the PACA. What is the PACA for the listener who didn't listen before the radio show? And also, of course, who is Thompson?
Well, I am me.
Me, yeah. Onegaishimasu.
PACA stands for Preservation and Conservation Association. And our purpose is to identify historic places in and around Champaign-Urbana, which is the cities that we're located at, and educate people about their importance and why they should be saved and protected. And also, when we can't save houses or buildings, we try to go in and save pieces of them. And we sell those in our architectural salvage warehouse so that, A, we can fund ourselves, so we're not begging for money all the time, and B, we keep these items out of the landfill from being thrown away, and we get them back into homes and being used for what they were intended to be used for. So that's more or less who we are and what we do. We're a not-for-profit organization, which means that we're not out trying to make money. We take a portion of the money that we make and we try to put it back into programs for the community and things like that.
Oh, arigatou. And what do you work in PACA as a director?
Yes, I'm the executive director of the organization. Mm-hmm. So I'm responsible for keeping everything running. It's all volunteers except for me.
Oh.
So I have to encourage people to do things and try to get everything that we are supposed to be doing or would like to be doing accomplished with the volunteers that I have and or by myself. So I run the architectural salvage warehouse and sell items to people, and I also manage the organization and keep it up and running.
And you said PACA is a non-profit organization, and they set up 1982, like that?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
And then the person who listened Harukana show, if they stay in Urban Champaign, how they can access to the PACA? Is it open for everybody?
Well, yes. We have a website, of course. It's pacacc.org. And that will tell you a bit about the organization and things like that. And we also have, as I suggested, our architectural salvage warehouse, which is on the corner of Washington and Walnut Streets in downtown Champaign. And anybody can come in there during our open hours and talk to me because I'm the only one there. And see some of the items that we've saved from houses.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Ryuta-san, did you visit the PACA before?
Well, I don't think I have. There are like several different like warehouse, recycle shops that they're a little different, like Salvation Army and other places that sells household stuff, secondhand stuff. And I've visited several of those. I may have unknowingly visited PACA once or a couple of times, but it's part of, because when we moved within Champaign-Urbana, we had to buy a few furniture and stuff like that and visited some of those places.
Why I asked Ryuta-san, because it is not easy to explain about the PACA, because we don't have such kind of warehouse in Japan, I think, there is a warehouse. The Parker is a lot of the parts of architect, which they used to use, but the old house was torn out and broken, and then some parts people can use. So you pick up, Parker's members pick up the parts of the architect's building and right. and collect it and organize and sell. And that's so people, you say the Parker is, one is purpose is the preservation and conservation. And the other, in the context, you said educate people, educate mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So first, a little, could you explain how to educate about what?
Well, there's a fairly thriving reuse culture mm-hmm. in the U.S. And so there are lots of places, like just mentioned, like Salvation Army and things like that, which will recycle used goods and make them available to people. But there are also places that call themselves antique stores, which are really more like thrift stores. Mm-hmm. And they have older items that are, you know, people have no longer use or whatever. So there's a lot of, there's a strong culture of reuse. Old clothing, often people buy vintage clothes and things like that. But there is less of a, what would I call it? Less of a sense of reusing old houses. There are people that do it, and there are a lot of, it's not that they don't flock to old houses. They just don't really appreciate them in the same way. So in like reuse, like thrift stores and things, people will just buy things because they're cheaper or because they're interesting and they don't make them anymore. But with houses, a lot of the time they're looking for something new and they want it to be all clean and shiny and functioning. And they often don't appreciate the qualities of an older house or an older building. You know, they see them as a problem because of all the different things that have to be done maintenance-wise or updating to the mechanicals of the place, like the electricity and the plumbing and things like that. So part of our effort is just to get people to see the history that's around them, the houses that have been there for a long time that create the atmosphere and the character of the community. And then hopefully people will understand that these older places have a value beyond just the value of the building itself, but also a value to the community in that they are part of the landscape, so to speak. Like if you think about how you give directions to somebody, a lot of times you say, well, there's a big tree over here, and you go to the tree and you turn right and you go two blocks and then you see this tall building. You know, there are features that you use to identify where you are in a place. And old buildings serve that function a lot of the time. And they can, it's more than just giving you landmarks. It's also emotional landmarks and intellectual landmarks in terms of like showing you the history that's still alive that was part of your community. Living in Kyoto, you know, you have a lot of old temples and things like that. These are historic places that I think a lot of people would be very upset if you were to just go and tear one down and put in a parking lot or put a, you know, 7-Eleven there or something like that. Because they serve the function of being the memory of the community in a sense of the culture of the community, of the architectural styles, of the way people live and have lived over the years and things like that. So those are the kinds of things that we try to help people understand through writing, through conversations. That's one thing that I do at the warehouse all day long is talk to people about these things and not just sell them items, but also point out how they were used and what values they have in terms of quality, like alder wood that was, you know, slow growth wood that was just planted naturally and grew over the years, as opposed to like tree farms where they just plant trees and then harvest them after a certain period of time. That old growth lumber is much stronger and a higher quality, and the old houses were full of that, and it's usually just thrown away. And so we try to preserve it.
ありがとうございます。はい、トムさんのなんか落ち着いた声に分かりやすい説明でしたけど、ただパカっていうのが、そのパカ活動が日本ではあまりこう馴染みがないんじゃないかなと思うんで、ちょっとさらにちょっと日本語でその古い建造物の保全や保護やそのリユースとかについての話、ちょっと日本語で説明していただけますか？
はい、そうですね。パカで、プリザベーション&コンザベーションアソシエーションで、今むこさんが言ったように保全とか保存、建物の保全とか保存をする協会で、それのシャンペーンで活動している、団体であるってことなんですけど、具体的に何をやっているかっていうと、古い建物の保全とか保存を働きかけるのもそうですが、その建物がもうその元々の建物として家なら家として残らないことになったら、そこに出かけていって、そこで使われていた建材とかそういったものをサルベージって言ってましたが、集めてくるとか、そういった活動もしてます。で、そこで回収してきたまだ使えそうな家の部材とかを販売するウェアハウスっていうのをシャンペーン、ダウンタウンシャンペーンの方に持っていて、で、それの販売をして、で、パカはノンプロフィットオーガナイゼーションなので、非営利でやってるわけですが、そのウェアハウスでそういった回収してきたものを販売した分っていうのを活動資金に充てたりしているっていうことなんですけど、ただ単に活動資金を得るためだけに売っているっていうよりは、それを通じて歴史的建造物の価値みたいなことを知ってほしいっていうようなこともあって、だからトムさんがそのウェアハウスに来た人にそういう家の部材とかを売るときっていうのは、それそのものの価値とかですね、昔に作られたもの、昔に作られたそういう、特に木で作られたものの場合には、なんていうのかな、植林で植えて数年でこう切った木で作ったんじゃなくって、割とこう自然に生えていたすごい丈夫に育った木で作られているものがあったりとかで、これ今はいろんな自然保護とかの観点からもできないことだったりするとは思うんですけど、そういう貴重なものが残ってたりとか、それ以外にもいろいろ歴史的なこととかがあったりすると思います。で、そういった活動を通じて、こう全体的に歴史的建造物っていうもののこう大切さっていうんですかね、やっぱり特に自分の家として購入する場合には、そういう歴史的建造物っていろいろこう手を入れながら住まないといけないので、多くの人がそれは望まないわけなんですよね。で、完全に取り壊されてしまうこととか多いわけなんですけれども、でもそれがその地域のシンボルだったりとか、その地域の歴史の中で、その、なんていうのかな、すごい、こう、なんか歴史的に重要な、こう、なんか有名な人が住んでたとか、そういうことじゃなくても、その地域の中で大事な建物だったりするとか、そういうこともあったりするので、そういうことをいろいろ、活動を通して知ってほしいっていうことで、活動を続けているっていう、そういう団体です。
あ、わかりやすく、ありがとうございます。なんか歴史建造物って言ったら、なんかすごいなんか大きな歴史があって、それとこう地域との関係と思うけれども、フィードさんがおっしゃったように、そこに住んでいる人の心象風景というか、なんか思い出も含めて、これがどういう意味のある場所だったりとか、そういうものを共有しながら、住んでいる人が思う歴史みたいなものを大事にしていく、でそれを テキストとかの言葉だけじゃなくて、その建物とかその建材、それ使われている部分、それらをリユースとかもしながらこう学んでいき、育てていき、一緒に守っていく、そういう活動、これ日本にはあんまりないかもしれないですね。次のパーツは、じゃあその地域が、地域のそういうこう歴史も含めたものを大事にしているパカの活動にとって、この地域の開発っていうものがどういうふうに見えているのか、私が久しぶりにアブナシャンペンに行ったら、あ、随分大学の周囲とか変わってるなとか思ったりしたんですけども、開発が進んでるなと思ったんですが、それをトムさんやパックがどういうふうに見ているかっていう話に入ります。では英語の特徴。